The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
This is the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle, and I've come your way again with an old-fashioned but a true prophetic message from the Word of God, and that is out of your Holy Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, if it sounds strange, it's because that most preachers won't tell you the whole truth because they'd lose their crowd, their money, their popularity, and their job. And I pray the Lord will give you ears to hear and a heart to understand this true prophetic message sent to the rebellious church of our Lord here in this end time and to our old sick society. We continue the message today entitled, "The Fear of the Lord," from Isaiah, beginning in Isaiah 11 in verse 1. Now this, in the prophetic scriptures about the coming of Jesus Christ, says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord." What a marvelous prediction or prognostication or prophecy concerning the first advent of Jesus Christ to this old, troubled, sinful world. And the Bible tells us plainly here that the Spirit of the Lord would be upon Jesus Christ to make him, well, the Bible calls the Spirit of the Lord the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Here we have a clear indication that when a person genuinely is possessed or filled with a Spirit of God, there's a concomitant, there is an accompanying fear of the Lord that goes with being filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And the Bible said this Spirit upon Christ would make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Well, today, as I continue on the message, the fear of the Lord, I want to speak primarily here about Jesus Christ and how that Jesus was, he came in the fear of his Father. Well, God is the Father, Jesus is the Son, and the Holy Ghost represents Jesus in this world since he has returned to be on the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. But you know, Jesus for 33 years was just a man, just like we are. Of course, we know that God was in him, and he was the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. God gave not the Spirit by measure to him. But there's one thing that characterized Jesus Christ that must characterize every true blood-bought saint of God, and that is the fear of the Lord. The Bible tells us plainly in so many places, like in Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction," and so many other places that we'll get into in the course of this message. Now, the Bible speaks of God the Father, also in this book of Isaiah the prophet. It has a great deal to say about the fear of the Lord in Isaiah the 8th chapter,
Verse 13, the Bible said, sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. I have so many people ask me personally and also write me and want to know, what do you mean by the fear of the Lord? Well, you know, that is seemed to me a very puzzling statement. You know, I'm speaking in clear English. I'm reading it and quoting it from the Word of God and tell people to fear the Lord. Then they say, what does it mean? It means what it says. It means to fear the Lord. If I'd fear a policeman, you know, I'm not afraid of a policeman. Some people say you're not supposed to fear the Lord. Well, the fear of the Lord is different from a fear of our father or a policeman or anything else. But, you know, if I drive down the road and I see a policeman parked there on the side of the highway and he has one of his one of those gadgets that give him, well, they call it radar and other names, and he can check my speed from a distance and I see him in advance, then I slow down because I fear the consequences. Well, I'm not afraid of the policeman. I'm afraid of the punishment that he's going to mete out to me, or through the ticket, he'll tell me I must appear before a judge on a certain date, and that judge has the authority, he has the power to fine me or even to sentence me according as the violation may dictate according to the law on that type of violation. A moving violation is not usually a jail sentence, but it can be. So I'm not afraid of the man himself. I'm afraid of his judgment, and that's exactly what the Lord says. Fear God. Praise God. That's what the Bible meant in Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14, where it said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Jesus feared his Father. And when we read many places, well, we don't read it in many places, but we read many places in the Bible about the fear of God. And then we have many preachers today that want to abrogate all of these commands to fear the Lord for, you know, to take this scripture with precedence over many dozens of other scriptures in 1 John 4:18, where it said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the fear of God is not like a rational fear, a phobia of fear, or a fear of a policeman. Let me tell you, there's a spirit of fear. There's a fear of a storm. There's a fear of death, a fear of the devil, the fear of disease, the fear of failure, the fear of darkness and what may be in that darkness. But those kind of fears have torment. The fear of the devil has torment. But I'll tell you, whenever we fear the Lord, the fear of God does, perfect love doesn't cast out the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And by the fear of the Lord, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that I've been quoting so much for, Proverbs 16 and 6, that by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. Jesus said in Matthew 10, 28, fear not him that is able to destroy the body, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And that's the Father, that's God who is the husbandman, and Jesus Christ is the true vine, the Father is the husbandman. And Jesus is not the one who does the casting in hell. It's the Father, and the Father watches over his word. And the Bible commands us to fear God and keep his commandments. In Hebrews, the fifth chapter, the Bible further tells about Jesus Christ and his great fear he had for the Father. In Hebrews 5 and 5, Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. In another place he said, thou art a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek. And then the Bible says in verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he'd offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him, that's the Father, that was able to save him from death, he was heard in that he feared, and though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Here we find that he cried out to his Father with tears and strong crying, and was heard because he feared him. I'll tell you, God hears people when they fear him and keep his commandments. And the love of God does not cast out the fear of the Lord, because the Bible goes on from 1 John 4:18 over to 1 John 5 and 3, and it said, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And the only way we'll do it is through fearing the Lord. Our quest in life should be to seek for the fear of the Lord. We're living in a nation today that have turned away from the fear of the Lord, and it all began back in 1954 when the old perverted Supreme Court outlawed the Bible from public schools and many other public institutions, and the Bible disappeared from the classroom, and the fear of God disappeared from our nation almost virtually, because we have reared up two generations in public schools without the Word of God. That old black-bound book I used to see it on the corner of the teacher's desk when we come in our morning first exercises in our classroom. We recited the Lord's Prayer. We heard a reading from the Bible, usually the Psalm, and then we sang a patriotic song like the Star-Spangled Banner or some other song that aroused the patriotism within us youngsters that made us patriotic to our nation. Friends, we don't have any of this anymore, and our nation is teeter-totting on the very brink of disaster because the fear of God has departed from our land. No wonder the Bible tells us plainly in Proverbs 23:17-18, said, "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off." We need to make every decision in the fear of the Lord and teach our youngsters, our children, to grow up and make every decision, even from childhood, in the fear of the Lord, and don't envy sinners. Don't envy what the sinner boy or girl is doing. And if even Christians or church people today in America would fear God and teach their children to fear God, this nation would not be a violent society that it is degenerated into, where immorality and moral perversion just is the, it's epidemic in America. And it's because the fear of the Lord has disappeared, and even preachers preach against the fear of the Lord. In Isaiah 66:5, speaking of the return of Jesus Christ, here's what the scripture warns. "Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word." Tremble at his word. "Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed." These Christians that don't fear the Lord are going to be ashamed when Jesus returns. For the Bible continues in Malachi 3:16, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him from them that fear the Lord and thought upon his name, and they shall be mine." Those that fear the Lord, see, are going to be the belong to Jesus at his return. They'll be mine when I make up my jewels, and I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. See, Jesus, at his return, he's going to make his jewels up of those that fear the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, there is no greater quest in this life than to seek for the fear of the Lord. For the Bible says in Proverbs 1:29, "For that they did not choose the fear of the Lord, therefore he'll let them eat the fruit of their own ways." Friends, we need to turn to the Lord with all of our heart and say, "Lord, put your fear upon me and help me to keep your commandments and live all pleasing to you." And that's the only way it can be attained. Shall we pray? Father, grip every heart and soul in the divine persuasion and power of your word and the help of the Holy Ghost, which is the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. May it fall upon your people and turn them to your fear and to your commandments. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Prinkle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. I want you to remember our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. I hope today God has touched your heart and you'll stand with us here as we reach out to our nation and to this backslidden Church of Jesus Christ here in this old judgment-bound end-time generation. And the only cure for our spiritual dissoluteness and moral depravity is the preaching of those prophetic messages on the judgment of God and the fear of God and old-fashioned repentance that you hear on these broadcasts daily. I pray that you will write me this week and stand with me with your support. Until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion is my prayer for everyone of you.